This is Utah Public Radio. KCT Allen is back with us in studio with our weekly movie review. Welcome, Casey.
Hello.
And I can't wait to hear your review. For this week, you saw the film Green Book. Did you like it?
When a professional black piano player hires a white nightclub bouncer to drive him on a two-month concert tour through the Deep South in 1962, an awkward road trip turns into a journey of sobering self-discovery. The title refers to a guidebook published for African Americans to inform them of hotels, restaurants, and gas stations across the southern states that would allow them inside. Our traveling duo uses the Green Book on their trip, and they learn different ways to endure the varying forms of racism along their itinerary. This movie is based on a true story and features some nicely crafted dialogue between the two leading actors, and that's what makes Green Book special. Like Driving Miss Daisy from 1989 or The Help from 2011, this film shows a lightened or dainty view of racism. It doesn't get dark or violent. But Green Book excels because of the relationship between the refined, reticent black musician and his fast-talking, blue-collar white chauffeur. It's not just about race. Green Book also explores class differences and how those differences divide us. Remember a couple months ago when I said movies are having a mini renaissance in black-centered contemporary stories? Green Book is another part of this mini renaissance, even though it's a fairly sanitized part.
Do you think this movie is a strong Oscar contender?
Not strong for Best Picture. It's a faint possibility, but definitely strong for Best Original Screenplay and Best Actor Viggo Mortensen.
Okay, Casey, thank you.
My pleasure. More kid fucking I have a crush.